நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது கோவை தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழகத்தின் வேளாண் பல்கலைக்கழக விவசாயி சமுதாய வானொலி 107.4 பண்பலையில்.
உழவர்கள் ஆலயமே தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழகம் தானே.
கல்வி ஒலிபரப்பு. பிளஸ் டூ மாணவர்களுக்கான ஆங்கில பாடம். நடத்துபவர் ஸ்ரீ நேரு வித்யாலயா மெட்ரிகுலேஷன் மேல்நிலைப் பள்ளி ஆசிரியர் ஜெயந்தி பட்டீஸ்வரி அவர்கள்.
Let's move on to the second paper. In that, section A consists of your supplementary reader. First one is write a paragraph by rearranging the following sentences in correct sequence. They give you 6 sentences out of which they say the first and the last are already in order. But please don't go by that. Verify it before you say that it's the same. You have to rearrange it and rewrite it as a paragraph. Even if you don't write it as sentences, it is a must that you have to write it as a paragraph using linkers. See that you use simple linkers like conjunctions. Even that is a linker. So you can use that. You can even use phrases to link. Second one is complete the following by choosing the correct answer. This is also from your non-detailed text where you're given 5 sentences and 4 options each. Again, choose the right one. Please go through your non-detailed text. That will help you a lot in rearranging as well as in choosing the right answer. Now, next is comprehension passage from your non-detailed text. Now, this also, read through. The questions are based on the passage given. It carries only 1 mark. Each answer carries only 1 mark. So be careful that you don't commit any mistakes, any grammatical or spelling mistakes when you write the answer. Again, here also, start the answer from the question given. Then next is write an essay by developing the hints given. You are given 2 out of which you have to write any one. Choose the one, think for some time, and then choose the one which you are sure of. Give a plan of an essay and then write it as an essay with side headings. It will be better. Then we move on to section B with learning competency. Here you have 5 questions, 2 marks each. These questions are from your prose text. 2 marks questions from your textbook where it is spread all over the lessons. You would have already been told. So please learn all those important questions where you have to write. And in that you have 1 question where you have to arrange the names of 2 authors. Now here you have to bring the surname first and then the first name. For example, William Wordsworth, William Shakespeare. When you arrange it in order, it should be Wordsworth, William, Shakespeare, William. But then you have to arrange it alphabetically after bringing the surname first. Now when we say Wordsworth, William and Shakespeare, William, S comes first. So when you write it down, you have to write it as Shakespeare, William first. Then Wordsworth, William. That is how you have to write. The next is spotting the errors. Now in the spotting the errors, there are errors which come under articles, prepositions, spellings, verb forms, tenses, all that is there. So what you have to do is write the sentence given, rewrite the answer correctly and underline the place where you have corrected. Now for example, the cow is an useful animal. The mistake is in the article an. So underline that an, rewrite the full sentence with the correct answer. The cow is a useful animal. Underline a. That's how you write spotting the error. And coming to section C, occupational competency, job skills. Here you have summary writing. Now this summary writing is more or less like prezi writing. It's not completely prezi writing. In prezi writing, you used to write it as 1/3 of the length of the original passage. But here, it is not so. You have to write it in 100 words. But the procedure is the same, where you have to write a rough copy, then you have to write a fair copy. After writing the rough copy, from the rough copy, you have to write the fair copy. But before you start writing the fair copy, give a suitable title. Then finally, you write number of words in the summary that you have written. Only that is enough. Now, rough copy, you score it off afterwards. In the rough copy, you need not bother about number of words. After writing the rough copy, count the number of words. Suppose if you have more than 100, say 110, you just reconstruct a few sentences so that you can minimize it to 102 or 103. Two less or two more, it doesn't matter. Suppose if you get only 95 words, then you expand one or two sentences so that it comes up to 100 words. So that is a procedure for summary writing. Then you have respond to the following advertisement. Now here, the letter, it's a formal letter. So the procedure is the same as you write for a formal letter. You have to write from to, don't mention your name or your school's name or the place. Other than that, you can write other things. After respected sir or madam, there's no comma, write subject and reference. Then the body of the letter, then assurance that how you will do it if you are given the chance for performing. Then after that, the biodata or the curriculum vitae, which you have to write incomplete. You have to fill in also. Just don't write the side headings alone and leave it. You have to fill in also. And there also, don't mention your name, school's name or address. Other particulars you can give in. You have a format of this in your 11th standard textbook. You can refer that. This is section D, where it is strategic competencies or life skills. Here, the first question is filling in the blanks with non-lexical or lexical. Now here, the non-lexical means it's mere sounds, whereas lexical or discourse markers mean words. There are only few words and few sounds which you can use, and that you can find it in page 199 of your textbook, where they have given you examples of sounds and lexical fillers. You can use them appropriately. Two words or two sounds, you get 2 marks. Then you have roadmap, where you have to write 3 points, just 3 points alone, using the landmarks that is given. And see that you turn the page to where you are standing. Otherwise, you will go wrong in the direction. If you go wrong in the first direction itself, you won't get any marks. So see that you turn the page and keep the place where you are given in the paper so that your direction will be correct. Just 3 sentences which give the correct way to reach the place. Then we come on to section E, creative competency. 10 marks for this, matching the proverbs and matching the products with slogans. Now matching the proverbs with meanings, here also write both sides. Proverbs and meaning. First write down the question proverbs on the left side properly. Then think for some time and choose the correct one. If you choose correctly, you can get 10 marks completely in this part of the question paper. So be careful. Slogans may be easy. Only proverbs and meanings, sometimes there might be a twist. So read properly and see that you write it properly so that you can gain 10 marks completely there. Then section F, extensive reading. Here you have to write a general essay for 200 words and you have 3 topics given out of which you have to choose one. You have enough and more time. So please take some time to think and gather points. Choose a topic where you can get more points and then start writing. Just don't start immediately to start writing. Think for some time, gather as many points as possible and then start writing. You are free to quote words, quote lines also, but let it be something which is sensible and which is also pertaining to what you are writing. There, 10 marks, and if you are able to write it with as many points as possible, you can even get up to 8 marks. It depends on how you are writing, but see that you write relevant points. Just don't go out of the way. Now, usually they give 3 topics, out of which one may be scientific, another one where art students can choose, and another one where it will be a general one pertaining to your life. So any one which you are very thorough with, very sure of, you choose. All said and done, your presentation matters very much. When I say presentation, it doesn't mean just drawing lines or using different colored pens, please don't use it. You either use black and blue, that is more than enough. Don't use color pencils or color ink, other kinds of inks. Then your handwriting, that matters a lot. I don't say beautiful writing, but it should be legible. People should be able to read it. That is more important. Think twice before you write any answer. Then again, marks are awarded for the matter, not for just the number of pages that you write. Getting marks in English paper is not very difficult at all. It only needs a little bit of thinking and language. At the same time, you should not be overconfident also. Finally, maybe high marks in your subjects will be your aim. But remember, a high score in English and language will boost up your total. All the very best to all of you.
கல்வி ஒலிபரப்பில் பிளஸ் டூ மாணவர்களுக்கான ஆங்கில பாடம் இடம்பெற கேட்டீர்கள். வழங்கியவர் ஸ்ரீ நேரு வித்யாலயா மெட்ரிகுலேஷன் மேல்நிலைப்பள்ளி ஆசிரியர் ஜெயந்தி பட்டீஸ்வரி அவர்கள்.